Baby Universe in 5 Years, written by Takanori Igarashi. Volume 12. Crystal Clear Scenery. The falling cherry blossom petals fell like rain on the slopes of Mount Kamakura. At the top of the mountain, there was a traditional Japanese restaurant. From one of the rooms of the restaurant, you could look down onto the restaurant's beautiful Japanese garden and the traditional woodblock prints that sparkled in the sun. Enjoying the scenery that was as clear as a traditional Japanese painting, while resting his chopsticks for a moment, a large gentleman spoke. "Mr. Koyama, this view is very uniquely Japanese." "Yes, I'm so happy that you like it, Mr. Cloud." Replying in a dignified fashion was Koyama, Baby Universe's representative managing director and COO. He was wearing a crisp suit that looked as if it was brand new. However, his warm facial expression showed no signs of fighting business spirit. Under the illusion of modernization, much of Japan had been overcome with Western culture, but some places like this still remained. "This is one of the most important places to Baby Universe, where the president would take certain distinguished guests." As it goes without saying, Mr. Cloud is the CEO of the world's number one printing software company. Their headquarters are located in Antwerp, the second city in the Kingdom of Belgium. Overcoming its competitors quickly, the company has risen to gain a worldwide market share of over 70%. The president built the company with his business expertise. He is a member of the Belgian aristocracy and is very gentlemanly. Koyama had just returned from getting his signature on a partnership contract with the world's number one printing software company. Afterwards, feeling for Cloud, who would be returning to Belgium on the next flight the next morning, Koyama invited him to this banquet. "Mr. Cloud, now we've got the contract settled, can I ask you a personal question?" With a look of dignity in his eyes, Cloud replied, "Now that we've become important business partners, there's no need to hold back, Mr. Koyama." "In Japan, there are many other large companies that would work well with yours, so we are very happy that you decided to choose our small company as your partner. However, we're a little curious as to why you chose us." Cloud, who was listening intently to Koyama's question, replied, "Of course, Mr. Koyama. I'll settle that one at once. The truth is that we were planning to partner with New Japan Film, the largest company in the industry in Japan. Until your president visited us last month, we were practically decided on it." Koyama was surprised. "Oh, I heard that the president visited your company, but only to meet you." "Yes, he definitely came to meet us, and he certainly didn't greet us in very good English. However, when he returned to Japan, he left this homemade rice cracker and this photo." Cloud took a photo out of his suit pocket and passed it to Koyama. Perplexed by this unexpected development, Koyama asked, This is just our support office. It's how it always looks." With a deep nod, Cloud replied, "Yes. Upon seeing this normal-looking support office and the operator's smiling faces, I changed my mind." The operator's eyes and smiling faces were as serene and beautiful as the scenery on the mountain.